Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
In terms of being public, and you know, small comments or like hate on social media impacts them so much.
Yeah.
Like as grown women,
yeah.
And I'm just like, does it bother you? How do you do it?
Like, can it tear you down?
How do you protect your kid? Like, that's the biggest conversation I feel like for women right now is this whole how do you get around this?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do? Giddy, giddy.
For all of those who don't know who Emily Simpson is, can you tell us who you are?
Oh, that's such a profound question.
I know.
I'm on The Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm. This was my fourth season, season 16. But I also feel like I don't like to ever lead with that.
Okay.
I always lead with, like, I'm a mom first.
Yes.
Because that's, like, the most important thing to me. And
right.
then it's, like, I'm a mom, I'm a wife.
Yes.
I'm a friend.
Uh-huh.
I'm an attorney. And then it's like, yeah, and then this happened. So,
do you still practice as an attorney?
I don't. I practiced the first 2 years I was on the show, and it was very difficult to film a show and to also practice.
Yeah, because you can't talk about anything. Like, you
well, and it was just it took me away from the office so much. We travel a lot, we film a lot during
right.
the week, and it wasn't. It's not fair to try to practice law and.
Mm-hmm.
be gone all the time.
Do you think you'll ever go back?
Yeah, but I do things for the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
So I do pro bono things now because that's how I kind of keep my legal mind working.
Yes.
But do you know what I mean?
I have to jump to another question.
Yeah.
Because then your husband tried to pass the bar 4 times.
I don't know. Is it four? Is it five?
It was four.
It was four. Okay.
But after you, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you helped him through that four times. How long is four times? How many years is four times? Like, do you have to wait in between?
Yeah, because you can only take it twice a year. So they offer it in July, and then they offer it in February. So when you take it in February, you don't know until, I think, like, April or May, maybe? I think May.
And then
if you didn't pass, then you have, like, May, June, and then you take it again in July. And then when you take it in July, you don't know if you pass until October.
So it's at least two years of trying.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a lawyer before. He decided to want to become a lawyer?
No, he was. So he graduated from law. I feel like I need, like, a timeline. Like, can I make, like a chart with, well, like, a pointer or something?
I think the point was that you supported him through, like, chasing something, which can be so hard and frustrating.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of the point, because I think a lot of women sit in... don't chase their dreams because they don't have support. But then you sat there as a woman and supported him.
I did, but I was a bitch too, though.
You admitted it.
Well, it was really difficult. And I think people, and that was also like the first 2 years I was on the show, I was dealing with that. And that was very consuming, just mentally, physically, emotionally for me, because, and for him, like, he's trying to pass the hardest bar in the country with like millions of people watching, and then I'm on a show, so I'm like, okay, well, we have to, like, let's talk about it. And he's like, I don't want to talk about it, like, right. I'm not talking about this on camera, you know. And then he looks like a dick because he doesn't want to talk about it, and then it caused stress in our marriage, and it was just...
How'd you get through that when you have like a big stress in your marriage and you're like, blah, and then how do you get to a place of love again?
I don't know, it was really difficult. I mean, we were on the brink of like divorce, no doubt. Like, I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I remember saying, like, we need to have a serious conversation, and we sat down, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be married. I can't do this. It's too much stress.
Like, how did he react to that?
He was actually really good. He said, well, then we need to regroup, and we need to, he was the one that suggested that we write a mission statement for our marriage about what it is that we both wanted. And we did that. Like, we wrote it out, and it made a huge difference. And I think also the impact of me saying, like, this isn't like a joke. This isn't me just being like, I'm going to divorce you. You know what I mean? Like, in the heat of the moment, it was a very well thought out, planned, like, I can't do this anymore. So he knew I was serious. And so he really, I think he changed and I changed. And when he changed a little and I changed a little, you just kind of
work your way back
to what is important.
And now it's good and it's love.
Yeah, now it's really good.
I feel like people, in one of our questions, I'm like, I feel like people need to hear that, because we were also saying to Heather, because she went through a really hard time.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons she left the first time because of marriage. And I was like, so many people don't talk about marriage publicly and online. In the, like, if you're talking about it, you're usually divorced. Like, you're through it.
Right.
You're like, it was terrible, and now we're here.
Right.
And I was like, it's so good you shared that, and then you got through it. And I feel like saying something like you had a mission statement will help another mom or a woman be like, I'm going to try this. Because when you get to that place of not caring anymore, like, when you're like, I actually don't care. Like, when you don't care anymore about, like, fucking anything about them, that's when it's almost,
it's
like...
It's hard to get back to caring.
It's too late. It's when you're mad and angry, there's still love there because you're mad and angry.
Right.
And then if you get past
that's what I've always said. I've always said indifference is when it's dead,
that's
right? Because if you're really, really pissed, you're emotional. Because hate and love are basically the same emotions, right? They're very intense.
Because you love them.
Right. They're very strong. So it's when you get to indifference that you know that it's probably time to move on, because you don't feel anything one way or the other.
You just don't care.
Right.
I don't care about this anymore. Right.
That's why I always said his ex-wife is still hung up on him, because she hated him so much for so long.
I totally agree.
And I was like, she's not over you because that bitch hates you.
Yeah. When she remarried now?
Is she what?
Remarried now?
She is, and it's like laid off, but when we were first married, it was like so contentious, and like she just had so much hatred for him, and I'm thinking, girlfriend, you're not over him, because otherwise you wouldn't care.
No. That's such a bad feeling, too. It's such a bad feeling when you hate them because you still are into them.
I know.
But you don't even know it because you can't admit
confusing.
It. So was it long to, like, get back to get, like, to get to this place? Like, it wasn't, like, mission statement, now we're in love.
Did you have to do, like, couples therapy?
We did. I mean, we've done a lot of therapy off and on. I think what happened was, it was, like, mission statement, I also, I know this sounds, it's kind of embarrassing, but even when I got my hip replaced, that made like a huge difference because I was in so much pain. So you have a husband who's trying to pass the bar exam on TV with millions of people watching, and a wife who's in so much pain that she can't even walk. Mm. And so that chronic pain daily made me so irritable.
Of course.
I mean,
and then you're a mom. With
and
the,
I'm a
and
mom.
Your brain is always like this
right.
with kids.
And he's studying for the bar exam, so the pressure of taking care of these three little children is all on me 100%, but I can barely walk. Mm. So I'm pissed off.
Yes.
I'm in pain. I'm irritated.
And then you have the circus of a show.
Right. Like, and I'm filming a show, and it's all being documented, and I think he's a dick because he won't talk about anything we're supposed to talk about on this show, and I'm just, like, I...
How does one become a housewife? How did they find you? How did you find them?
You know, I don't know exactly. I mean, I do know that there's a lot of casting directors out there, and they're always looking at like Facebook and Instagram, and because they're
TikTok
looking for they're looking for someone who fits the mold, right?
So
who
that's
checks
where
the
they
boxes.
Found. They found
no,
you like that?
I don't know. I knew Tamara because I had done a baby shower for her because my sister-in-law and I had started like a party planning business
on top of being a lawyer and having kids. And
right,
right.
Because my mother-in-law is Persian, so my husband and sister-in-law are both half Persian.
Okay.
And so my mother-in-law throws these huge, amazing, over-the-top, have you ever been to a Persian
party? Yes, I went to a Persian wedding and
okay.
I was like, what is going on right now?
Insane. So
amazing.
My sister-in-law and I had helped her plan a lot of parties. And so we had this whole, we just knew what we were doing. And so we were good at it. And we were like, well, we'll just do it like a fun hobby business kind of thing on the side. So we ended up planning a baby shower for Tamara. I always assumed that that was how...
Okay.
My name got out there because they always ask people on the cast, do you have friends that you recommend? Because they obviously want to bring someone in that's connected somehow so it's organic. But I don't know because Tamara always claims that, like, she doesn't know who I am. And so I don't know exactly how
it
went down.
So then when they decide that they want to offer you to be a housewife, is this something that you're like, oh my gosh, yes, 100%? Is it like something there's a conversation with your husband? Like, are we going to do this? What does this mean?
Yeah, I remember the audition process is actually really long. People don't know that.
Oh.
I think they think that like someone's like, oh, hey,
yeah.
you look good.
Yeah.
Would you like to be on the show?
That's what I thought.
That's not how it is.
Oh.
It's really like a 4 or 5 month long process.
What?
There's several.
So there's lots of people who are almost going to be housewives and don't get it.
Right. Because I think that's like my biggest pet peeve is when you meet someone and they're like, oh, my friend was going to be a housewife. And I'm like, because she got an email that like asked her to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's several rounds. It's like they email you and then they, I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about this, but I'm trying to keep it general. So.
Yeah. Is it a job?
Is it
like a job for you?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Because it is my real life, and it is real emotions, and it is my husband, and it is his career, and my children. So that part doesn't feel like a job. But I'm very professional, because I worked for several years before being on the show. So it's like when they when they say, you're going to film at this time, like, I'm always on time. They always say, Emily, you're the one that always shows up on time. Because to me, I'm like, yeah, but... Because it's a job.
You're a professional.
Right.
Like,
this turned off. Do you want me to...
Oh.
Turn on. Let's see. She's still going. It's all good.
Do you like being a housewife?
I do.
It looks like it's fun.
I think it's everything. I think it's fun and it's amazing and you get a lot of opportunities that are really cool to
like,
do. Just like, you know, when they fly you to New York and you go on live TV with Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, that's cool. And I would never say that it's not, because it is. Especially for someone who's from Ohio who has no acting experience and no talent. You know what I mean? And it's like...
Had you ever done a show before?
No. I'd never done anything in the TV world before.
Did you want to do it? Like, were you like, yes?
Had
like
you ever thought about that?
Were you like, I'd love to do that?
I was like, yes, I would love to do that. My husband was like, hell no, I don't want you to do that. So that was part of the problem going into it, was when they did offer a contract and say, we want you to be on the show, here's a contract. I had to have a long conversation with Shane about it, and he was very adamant that he didn't want me to be on the show. Mm-hmm. But he also said, I can't control you and I can't tell you what to do, because then if you're upset about it, you'll have resentment towards me, and it's gonna, so he said, I have to allow you to do what you want to do. So I'm going to let you make the choice, but I want you to know that, like, I'm not into it at all. And I think the reason was he was really concerned about how it would affect our marriage.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's the concern with men, because if you look at the history of housewives, there's so many of these housewives that get divorced after they're on the show.
Right. Do you think it's because of the, like, do you think it has, like, because everything's, like, magnified? It's got to be because everything's magnified. Like, it's, you're watching yourself interact, talk to each other.
And you're getting so many opinions from way more than you normally would if you were just a normal.
And I think women get a big head when they go on the show, too.
So they think, I have more opportunity, but I don't necessarily
need you. I don't need you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of it, too.
So how do you keep yourself? How do you not? How does that not happen to you?
You know what we say? We say so many women who maybe if they had the opportunity to access money and, like, so many things, would they still be married to their... Mm-hmm. Would it be a different dynamic of...
Because we've heard of so many women who become successful where, you know, before he was the one that made all the money, and then these women become successful, and then we hear that they leave their husband.
Because the man doesn't show up as a full human, because before his job was providing, so he didn't have to show up emotionally, like, to be a partner, right? Like, it's like, I'm doing something, and you need me, so I'll just...
Yeah.
I'll be a great guy, but I'm not going to be... your partner, you know?
I mean, I don't know, like, I'm not talking about anyone specific.
Right. Totally.
I'm just saying, clearly people had problems in their marriage before. And obviously when you come on a show, it amplifies those. It blows them up. It highlights them. And I really feel like there's either one of two ways to go. You can go the Shane and Emily route where you really recognize that there's these issues that have been highlighted and you learn from it and you watch it and you think, holy crap, that wasn't nice and I shouldn't have done that and I really need to change, and you both kind of change and you get back together. Or you go on a show and you're like, this, you know what I mean? Like, he is a dick and this and that, and now I make money and now I have this platform and now
Do
I
you
can.
Watch yourself?
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Do your kids watch?
A little, because Shane always watches the episodes.
Oh, and Shane does.
Yeah, he does. And I do, I mean, I can't avoid seeing things, because obviously, like, on Instagram, even if you scroll through, there'll be, like, a scene or this or that, or people screenshot it, or people tag me in things, and I see it. But no, I do not sit and watch the episodes.
And do you ever get to see the episode before it airs, or is it a surprise to everyone?
No, they do give it to us before it airs.
But do you get a chance to edit if you want?
No.
Ah!
No. I mean,
don't even know what they're gonna choose
to put on. I do know that people watch it, like, other housewives watch it and get upset and complain about things, but I don't... I would say that they don't really care.
Yeah. You said it, you did it.
I mean,
and there's so many. There's so many now. There's so many. Mm-hmm. Like, so many out there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works.
Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
We obviously represent a lot of women and moms mm-hmm. who are at home and mm-hmm. who struggle just with the daily life of, they're not at the level that you are in terms of being public. And, you know, small comments or like hate on social media mm-hmm. impacts them so much
yeah.
like as grown women
yeah.
and I'm just like, you get it on a different level
yeah like, it's like a whole nother level.
Does it bother you? How do you do it? Like,
can it tear you down?
How do you protect your kid? Like that's the biggest conversation I feel like for women right now is this whole
yeah
how do you get around this.
It's really hard for me. The first year I think was the hardest because I had no idea that women specifically were that mean. I didn't know that. Because I have a lot of girlfriends mm-hmm. and we don't talk to each other like that.
Yeah.
And we don't treat each other
and
like that.
And high school wasn't yes. terrible for you?
Actually, like, it was.
Okay.
But
there was no social media to like take you down all day.
Right.
All night.
But it was a long time ago and I grew up in Ohio and I kind of forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I knew that you would get hate or get comments, but I didn't understand the magnitude of it. And so coming onto the show and then reading comments where you just get attacked for every single thing, the way you look, the way you dress, how much you weigh, you know, it was always comments about how big I am. And I was like, I didn't even know I was that big.
This happens to me all the time.
She's like, am I not an average? I'm so confused.
I know.
And I make these comments, and we have our insecurities about things we
yeah.
already knew. But then you put yourself out there, and they're like, I never even considered that
right.
before.
Like, I was like, I did not know that
yeah.
I was huge and disgusting. I mean, I always knew that I was taller than the average woman. I'm 5'9".
Right. Okay.
And I've always been voluptuous and curvier.
Mm.
But I don't know, like...
No, you're not, no.
Like, I walk down the street, and I don't think people are like, oh my God, that girl is
no,
huge.
We say literally the same thing.
Right.
We try to go to a store, and there's no sizes, and she's like, I don't think I'm that
yeah.
far off. And we're shopping at a regular store.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah,
weird.
So the comments on body were just, like, beyond anything that I could imagine. I was just like, wow. Like,
and
really? And so, and I still get it. Like, I stay away from Twitter, but occasionally, like, I'll see Shane looking at Twitter and I'll see a comment. And I saw one the other day that said something like, can someone please tell Emily that she's a size 14, 16, and she needs to stop dressing, for a smaller size? And I'm like, I'm not even close to that. I've never been that size.
And
like,
you were. Who cares?
I was just like, why are we, like... I don't get it. It's like, I'm like, that's the time. That's what you wanted to tweet. Like, you have time to tweet. And like, that's what you wanted to tweet.
Unbelievable, right?
Does it like stress you out with your kids watching that? Like,
and your daughter.
Or like when they get old, because that's does it impact you? First of all, like, does it actually, or have you gotten past that point?
No, it does. I mean, it doesn't impact me as much as it used to. Cause at first it was so shocking and so jarring that it really, like, I would cry. Like, it would upset me so much that it would like really hurt. Now I don't cry. I just get really pissed.
Okay.
And I want to like lash out.
Do you ever fight back online?
I have sometimes. I do occasionally. Like, I'll say something back that's like equally or more
yeah.
shitty. And then I'm
that's
like,
why she's here.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
yeah,
that was, you know. But I mean, people take it beyond just, I mean, I have people say nasty things about me as a mom or my children or like just cruel things or things about. Shane, you know, physically because he's short. And I'm like, okay, so it's not okay, you know, to say a woman is a certain size, but it's okay to make fun of him because he's short. Like, he can't help it that he's 5'7". You know what I mean?
And how does he feel about those comments? And then also, you got asked to be the housewife, but he's on the show a lot.
Yeah, he is.
And he's okay. And, like, how does he feel about all that?
Actually, Shane, I tell you, is my rock and my, like, reasonable meter, because I am so not reasonable when I get mad and I get upset. I lash out. I'm crazy. He is, like, steady. Like, he's like this just all
the
time.
Does he know when you're going to go? Like,
yeah, he does. And he's like, none of it affects him. Because, like, the first 2 years I was on the show, everybody hated him. And he was, like, the most hated husband ever.
Why?
Oh, because he was just...
He didn't want to talk about it.
He didn't want to talk about anything. He was dismissive. He's very sarcastic, and I feel like that didn't come off well the first couple seasons because people didn't know him.
Right. He looked like a jerk, but he was just being sarcastic.
Right. Now everybody thinks he's hilarious, and I'm like, well, it took 4 years for people to understand, like, your personality and that you're just being dry and witty and sarcastic. But, yeah, but you're right, though, because it's like, I'm the one that's on the show, but he gets pulled into it, and he's not necessarily happy about that. But we've gotten to a good place now where I draw certain boundaries with the show where, like, I don't watch the episodes. That helps. I just deleted Instagram off my phone, and now it's on Shane's phone, so it's like...
You don't have Instagram on your phone right now?
No. And it's good, because I just... It can consume you. You can, like, be completely... You can start reading comments, and then more comments, and then DMs, and then the next thing you know, you're, like, fully submerged into the social media world, reading and thinking about all these comments that people have. And here I have 3 children. Yeah. Like, I have to remove...
You need space for children.
Right. So it's like, I set up boundaries so that I can stay sane.
When they... talk about your kids, are you like just like, because they are going to see them, one, they're going to see comments one day, right?
Yeah.
Like,
is your daughter a model?
No. I mean, she should be.
Yeah.
No, is she on social media?
No.
Any of them?
Mm-mm.
No, and no go for a long time?
No. I mean, Shane and I are really protective of them. I mean,
what are the ages?
So Annabelle's 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then my twin boys are 7.
Mm-hmm.
And my boys don't care anything about the show. Like, they're not the least bit interested. Annabelle's a little older now, so some of her friends at school will say, oh, my mom watches your mom on TV.
Yeah,
totally.
So there's comments like that. But nothing negative so far.
That's
it's
good.
Just very much more of like, I know who your mom is. My mom watches your mom.
Yeah.
That's it right
now.
So.
And then they get older, and then they deep dive, and then...
Our daughters are 13,
and their friends like to be like, I'm gonna go listen to your mom's, because our podcast can be very naughty, you know?
Yeah, right.
And, like, we heard it, and I was just like, you know what, this is not for you.
Right.
I actually had one time my daughter asked me to take a video down off of TikTok, and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I feel like I'm getting in trouble. Like, I'm the mom.
Yeah.
I'm the grown-up. And I put it out there. She's like, you looked naked. Because I was getting something done, and I was wearing, like, a bodysuit. And so then I was like, Kat, we got to take it down. And then I thought about it. And then I had to have a conversation with her. And I was like, you know, it's not for your friends.
Right.
And...
like, your target audience isn't 13-year-olds.
Oh,
clearly.
No, she clearly not be on there, because we're highly inappropriate and not...
Right.
But I, like, it's the conundrum that we're all going to face as moms, is they're going to grow up and watch and read.
Right.
Like, they're so interested in, you know, reading our book. They're like, can we read it? I'm like, no, you can't. But
they're very judgmental, and they seem a lot more conservative than we are.
Yes, and Annabelle is like that, because she'll be like, well, Mom, why, that's really short. Are you wearing that? And I'm like, really?
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm right now, with their ages, I'm in a very safe zone because they're not on social media and they can't really read anything. But I do know if I'm on the show longer, there's going to be a time where she is going to be able to see things and see things that people say, and people are going to probably bring up more things at school.
Yeah.
And so I have to be prepared to have those conversations with her. And I have made comments to her before, because she saw me cry one time when I was reading a comment, and she said, what is it? Why are you upset? And I told her, I said, well, someone just called me a name. They said, like, that I was fat or something. And she goes, Mommy, you're so beautiful. I can't believe someone said that. And I thought that it was appropriate for me to tell her in that moment, because it was something that, one, I didn't want to lie to her. And two, I wanted to, God, I'm getting emotional whenever I talk about my daughter.
Because it's because I think we all feel do. Yeah, she's wants you're her hero, and then
right. And I wanted to be honest with her, but I also wanted to kind of give her just a little bit about what goes on out there, and that people are unkind. And it was a, I felt like it was a good life lesson to kind of lead into how not to be.
Yes, the territory that because they are gonna, they're gonna face it, like our children. Will face, and if we don't kind of expose them to it, then they're just going to feel it and not be able to know how to articulate.
Right.
So and you showed this sadness.
And you also, yeah, you showed what someone's words online can do to another person.
Right.
So they're going they think before they post.
Exactly. And it's difficult because you don't want your child to be on either side of it. You don't want them to be the bully, but you don't want them the victim either.
I know.
And so
also want them to be able to handle if someone is the bully.
Exactly.
You want them to learn, like, you, this is not you, but it's so hard. Like, that's why I think so many women look and they're not public and they feel so, like, it's so hurtful. Like, we hear many women who say, I just go to my room and cry when I see, you know, not even a negative comment that they're fat, just, like, why would you post that? You know, or something?
Yeah.
It's like, they're devastated.
It
I'm
is.
Like, how are we going to move through this? When you're, like, 12 and you get that comment.
Yeah.
I
don't understand the epidemic with it, and I don't understand why women feel the need to do that to other women. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I never understood why women watch the show and take it to a whole nother level. Like, I watch reality TV. I used to be totally addicted to 90 Day Fiancé. Shane and I would watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And I would watch it, and of course I have opinions about certain people couples or the way they act. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe she's acting like that, or that's ridiculous. Not one time did I ever feel like I needed to find that person on Instagram and then DM them and tell them what a horrible person they are based upon just watching a 30-minute reality show on TV. So the women that do that, it's like beyond my comprehension. I don't understand at all.
We do not either.
And like, where are the cops? Where are the online cops?
Oh,
I don't understand. Should be like online police.
The only thing we have to tell ourselves is that if that woman took time out of her day to come and say something nasty, there is something inside of her that doesn't feel right.
And she truly cares about you. She really does care about you because she's taking the time to find time to do it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, in The Housewives, how there is, like, drama and there is arguments in a way that it sounds like your other friends before being on The Housewives, you didn't say mean things to each other and do all that. But when there's arguments and drama on the show, Like, how do you work through getting in, like, fights and arguments with people? Is that just, like, a maturity? Do you talk it out? Or do you guys just leave it behind on the show?
Well, I think the point of the show is to actually have resolution, conflict and resolution, because otherwise it just festers. It doesn't move on. It's like we have to move on, people. So I feel like I do a good job of getting upset about things that people say, but then moving on from it. Because otherwise it just festers and it's toxic. What are you going to do? You're just going to be mad about something somebody said forever, so.
And, like, you all have to bump in. Like, you have to see each other a lot.
Right. Like, that's why it's like, let's knock it out and, let's move on. Because I have to go to a party and see you in a week, so. Yeah. And we have to go on a trip together,
oh,
so.
Oh, my God. I would die. Yeah. I would die. Like, did you imagine you would do this? Did you ever imagine that you'd do this?
Can you believe you are one of the housewives?
No, I honestly, like,
you were an attorney.
Yeah, and I'm from Ohio, so that's the other thing. It's like I grew up like in the country in Ohio.
And how'd you end up here?
I went to law school in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So then that's how I ended up in California, and then I met Shane at work, and then we got married, and that's how we ended up.
Oh, you were working together?
Yes, we were working
Is
together.
Is your family like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for real.
Like back in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, because like my dad's like, he's like such a just like country, like he lives out on like a log cabin in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, and he watches it every week, and he's probably just like,
what the
like heck? What
do you go home and visit?
I go home. I actually went home in December for like 2 weeks, and
is
I took
crazy?
The kids. Yeah. And I get recognized in Ohio, which is crazy.
No,
but I feel like I get recognized more like when you travel, when you go like Midwest, because in Orange County, I told this to a friend the other day, when you're in Orange County, it's like if you see a lion in Africa, you're like, oh, it's a lion.
Yeah.
Like totally. I'm in my natural habitat totally. In Orange County. Yes. So when people see housewives, they're like, is this a housewife? Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
We were walking in, and Shawn Mendes was walking. Like we were like, we crossed paths.
Yeah.
And, like he's with nobody. No one cares.
Yeah. And
like,
I told my son, I called him, I said, oh, we saw Shawn Mendes. And he was like, how can he just like walk around, mom? And I was like, I had told him like in LA, they're used to celebrities.
Right.
It's like no
Even
one cares.
Even in Toronto,
they're
right.
like
too
crazy.
Cool.
Right.
Like, oh, they're like,
right.
there's another one.
Right. That's
know?
Like Orange County. It's like, oh, it's a housewife, whatever.
There's
you know what I mean?
One.
But I go to like Target in Kettering, Ohio, and people are like, oh my God!
Yes.
And
crazy.
I'm like, what?
Are your kids like, what the hell? Like, they must not know until they step outside.
My
too.
Boys are like totally oblivious. They don't pay any attention to anything. But my daughter jumps in every photo. Like, if someone wants
oh,
to take
so
a photo,
cute.
She like is in it.
Oh,
so
she knows she's gorgeous.
She's just like,
I love it. She's ready for it.
Do you think you'll go back to like being a lawyer, or like, are like, if you this show was to end, like what?
Oh
what?
Yeah, is there? When do you find out if there's next season? If you're in it.
I don't know. They usually tell us like right before we start filming, and I feel like they do that on purpose so they don't give you like a long time to like, try and like negotiate. They're like, oh, here's your contract. By the way, we start filming tomorrow.
Yeah. But you know the show's coming back for another season.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean.
You never know.
I mean, you never know. I never know. Especially during that time period with COVID and everything. Like, I had no idea what was going on.
When would they start filming? Like, what month would they start?
Well, we used to always film February through May. Mm-hmm. But with COVID, everything got switched around.
Do you guys do this? Like, do your own? Like, do this? Because I watched, you know, the Housewives. Not the Housewives, sorry. The Sister Wives. Like, then they kept filming with their own camera. Like, they
did
selfies.
Yeah, we
out.
Did that during
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. And we do a little bit of that now just because I think with the iPhone, you can take such great footage. Like,
and
you can't tell the
fun.
Difference between iPhone footage and, like, the camera crew.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah.
And it's
so
kind of fun
cheaper.
To see, like, in...
Right.
in
Because they'll text me and be like, do you have footage of that night in Aspen when you were all awake at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because they want to know, like, do you have stuff that we
didn't
capture? So...
And, okay, so let's say the Housewives ends. What do you do?
You know, I don't know exactly, but I do think about it a lot. I really feel like I would move beyond and maybe, like, start a business or something.
You wouldn't want to be back on TV? Like, you don't want to forever be on TV? Well, you don't know what it's like.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to be on TV. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of women out there that just, like...
Want to be.
I'm okay either way. Mm-hmm. So if an opportunity came up, I mean, if people were like, Shane's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, we want to make a show of him sitting on the couch drinking Diet Coke and commenting on Housewives, which I think would be a great show. I would be open to it.
Right.
But I don't throw all my eggs in that basket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do know that, like, there's life beyond. And, you know, I look at it like, I always said, when they tell me you're not on the show any longer, mm-hmm. I have said, it will be sad, and I will need like a little period of mourning because this is something that's been in my life for 4 years that now is gone.
Right.
But I said, let me just give me 2 days to eat like an entire package of Oreos in bed and watch everything on Netflix, and then I'll be fine, and I'll move on and have a new chapter.
And you've got a family.
I feel like that whole thing, though, is what so many women go through when they, like, have a baby. Like, they, because everything's, like, a phase, you know? And as women, especially, we, like, kind of leave the world. Like, you get taken out for a bit to be a mom, and then, because we have so many moms who have to, like, try to figure out what am I, like, they're lost. Like, they don't know what they're going to be, what they're going to do, what's next. They're still so young, and they're like, I don't have a passion. Like, I don't know what to do. They just struggle and beat themselves up for not being, but like we see it so freaking often, the fact that you don't know what it's going to be, but you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Like I think that's a good piece of advice. Like,
it's almost, I look at it almost like it's exciting because we have so many chapters in our life as women, and I can kind of divide them up into like, there was the law school chapter, and then there was the working as an attorney chapter, and then there was the trying to have kids chapter, which took me like 5 years to have children.
The marriage chapter.
Then there was the marriage chapter, and then there was the housewives chapter. So it's like, it's exciting to me to think, what is that next chapter?
Totally. And you know it will be something.
And it will be something.
And I think that's the point. I think most women need to know that they can have something.
Right.
If they believe they will. Exactly. It sounds like you're like, I will find something.
I will. And even if it's, you know what, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm going to take care of my kids, and I'm going to dedicate my life to driving them to every activity, and then that's okay because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I don't mind doing that. Like, I love doing that, but I always need something creative or...
I mean, you're also really smart. Like, but when you're really smart, you know, you need
to sit still.
It's like they say, don't get a smart dog because they always need to, like, have a job or they need to be
right.
They need to
get
like,
a tall dog.
You know, like, get a lazy dog who doesn't need a lot. You know, and I feel like humans are the same way. If you're really... We are those...
She's more lazy.
Where she's like, when's lunch and dinner? You know what I mean? Oh, like, let's go. Yeah, we're like, that's bedtime.
Is Shane practicing law now?
He is.
He goes to work every day.
Yes. And that's another thing that's really helped our marriage because I feel like when...
I think every woman needs to
hear... Get the fuck out of my house!
We're in Canada and they're still home. So...
No, the balance was completely off when he was studying for the bar and he was home.
Not natural amount of time together.
And you see each other all day. And then you're expected to have sex at nighttime. I've seen you all day. I don't really want to see you.
Right.
And like, touching me, no, like, you know, I think it was, and then they're like, why don't you like me? You're like, it's not you, it's me. It was such.
I know. And he would always ask me, what are you doing now? Now what are you doing? Now what are you, where are you going?
So
what do you have? And I'm like, please get this man out of my...
Are you hungry? No, I'm not fucking eating. You're fucking hungry.
Oh, my God. What's for dinner? I don't know. You tell me. It's so funny. So many women say that, like, their husbands just kind of follow them around.
Yeah.
You know, wait to see what you're going to do next.
Yeah. So him...
gone.
Has been amazing. Yeah. It really, it was like so many things came together. It was like
he had more confidence and felt better about
himself. It was like he passed the bar, he has a job, he has a career, he goes to work every day. It's like that balance that we needed just all of a sudden just came back. And
I have a question. Well, one last question for you because we've kept you.
Is it juicy?
Is Shane your best friend?
Oh, absolutely.
You can tell it.
Yeah. Okay,
tell
because
by the way
we have this debate.
Our husbands are not.
We were on the Today Show and there was a debate whether your husband is your best friend or not.
Yeah.
And often the woman will say no.
Yeah.
And the man will say yes.
I can kind of tell. Like, I can tell your relationship is like, you know, you seem like friends who's like supporting. Not that our husbands aren't. They're our friends. It's just not my best friend has to be a girl.
Yeah.
It's just not the way I
mean, think. I do have girlfriends that I'm very close to that I talk to. And I have and my sister I'm very close to as well. She's the one that had all of my children. Cause I don't know if you knew that, but I had to use a surrogate and it was my sister.
For both pregnancies?
Yes. So she had all three of my children.
Does she have her own children?
She does. She has a daughter. So we're very close.
I don't know how I missed that, but that's so amazing. Oh my God.
But Shane is my best friend. And that's why I married him, because we were friends first and there was nothing romantic
different.
Between us at all. We worked together and he was so freaking hilarious. And he was so funny, and he was so easy to talk to, and he gave great advice.
But he was attracted to you.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Was he
100%.
Was he your type? Like,
no. No.
So you were best friends, and you fell in love.
I've never experienced dating someone that I was friends with first. I don't know what that would be like. So there was a time that you didn't think about having sex with him. And you just looked at him like a friend.
No.
And that changed? How does that happen?
I think it evolved because he was so interesting to me. And he was so easy to talk to. Yeah. And he was so funny and witty. And so it just kind of evolved into I could see myself being with him because I wanted to be with someone that you can grow old with. That's,
I know.
That,
she's right here.
You know? Yeah.
She's amazing.
I never experienced that. I feel like I'm missing out on something in life, not having like a friend that I
sleep with.
I'm not friends with guys. That's why.
Yeah. But I think you can get that fulfillment from anywhere. I mean, if I wasn't really good friends with Shane and he was my husband and provider and that was that, then clearly I would need that from somewhere else. And I do enjoy my girlfriends. There are things that my girlfriends give me that Shane can't because he is a man. So when we have conversations, he's very much, how do we fix it? He doesn't do
he's
the
practical.
Whole, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. What a bitch. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just need the what a bitch girl. Like you just want the friend that says she's a bitch.
That you're going to have tequila with and just be like, oh my God.
Right. You want someone to just validate the fact that like someone pissed you off and they're wrong.
Yeah. And you also need your sister or your girlfriend to like, if you're having an ish with him, like
gonna say, what did you do when you were having it? Like that must have been so lonely when you guys went through that hard patch. Like that.
Yeah, but
so...
I mean, I talked a lot of crap about him, but that was like with my sister.
Oh okay, yeah, so you had the person.
Yeah,
sister is a vault. You can trust that.
Well, you are like. I think that so many people, we try to bring like conversations to women who might be, and I think we can all share a conversation, and I think we all have the same feelings in some way, even though we come from different backgrounds and different places, and I just think you've enlightened so many people on the conversations that
you're so open about your journey and everything that you do, so helpful to women, because that's, our new book is Mom Secrets. It's because you think that... You keep it a secret because you think it's your own, only for you. Mm-hmm. And if you say it out loud, someone else is out there being like, even if it happens to you, now I feel better knowing that I'm not alone.
Because you seem so okay with yourself. Like, you seem so good with yourself, even though the haters can hurt you.
They do, but only to a certain extent. At the end of the day, I still know who I am and everything I've accomplished. And they can't ever fucking take that away from me.
That's true.
And I have to really, what I do is when I feel really down, I have to regroup and I have to just go into mom mode because those little children,
I know
they're the only ones. Yeah. I only care about what they think of me.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. They all they want is you.
Right.
Like, that's what's so they'd be devastated to hear someone thought something bad of you.
Yeah.
You know, that's like our kids will sometimes try to find comments that are like haters.
Yeah.
Mom, what do you need to do about that?
I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, what's wrong with those people? You know? And I just am like, glad you're seeing it. It's not happening to you yet, so you can see how we respond.
And no matter what is happening in your world, when you come home and you have your little
and they're so happy to see you.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
That's what I do to heal when I go through something like that or something happens on the show that's really toxic or I read a bunch of crap and a lot of times it's not even true and that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, that's an imperial.
But I really I have to step away and I will lay in bed and I will watch a Disney movie with all three kids in bed with my dog and the cats and I'm like, and then that's like healing for me. It's
and
like, this is what really matters is right here. In this bed, and all this white noise outside of it doesn't matter at all.
We're so lucky that we have that. All three of us have that at home.
Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
She
I appreciate
came
it.
So far and
so early.
You didn't even have to. And we were ready.
Yes,
we didn't
thank
come.
You so much.
Everyone else was late but you. So you're the one on time.
I'm always on time. You can ask anyone at Bravo, they will tell you. I am always
told
on time.
She's always on time. I even said, I'm like, we should just be ready early in case she's early.
In case she's early.
And then Nat's like, no one's early. I'm like, okay. We were upstairs and then I'm like, there you were. And I'm like, she was early.
Oh, I was early. I was napping. That's how early I was.
Funniest thing ever. That's the best thing I've ever seen. Thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can find you. Well, not on your
phone. Nothing, we don't know what's coming up yet, but something may come up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I do work with the Innocence Project, and I do have a fundraiser coming up. It's on April 13th. It's at the Inside Out restaurant in San Diego. It is
a drag show.
Our
favorite thing.
Oh, I wish
you could
come.
We love drag shows.
Food and cocktails and a drag show, and then, like, and then the ticket sales go to the Innocence Project. So,
what is the Innocence Project, just for people who don't
know? I work with the Innocence Project in San Diego, and it is a group of attorneys that work to help release people that are wrongfully wrongfully incarcerated. So I do a lot of case review for them, where I review cases and recommend whether we should go forward with it or whether not. And I do fundraising. And anyway, so it's
you're
a good cause.
Yeah, you are.
You're really pretty.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So are you.
Naturally pretty. Okay. Bye, y'all. We'll see you whenever this goes.